I'm Carol Hills and for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. After more than a week of Syrian peace talks in Geneva, this is what the two sides have to show for their efforts.
We had tense moments and also rather promising moments.
That's the assessment of Lagdar Brahimi, the UN mediator at the talks. So, no breakthrough in sight. Tomorrow is the last day for this round of negotiations between the Syrian government and the opposition. And the BBC's Lina Sinjab, who's in Geneva, says expectations are low.
Everyone knows that this is a difficult and complex process. The hopes is that to implement the Geneva One communique that sets the ground for a transitional governing body with mutual consent and full executive power, which basically will lead Syria towards a democracy. But of course, there are lots of obstacles on the way because the government sees it in a different way than what it is actually stipulated in the documents endorsed by the international community and the UN. The hopes is to get some prisoners to be released, aid food to go into besieged areas like the old city of Homs. And these were like common ground and building confidence measures that we haven't seen achieved yet. But still, there will be a second round to come within a week or so.
What's the body language like? These people are in the same room. They clearly aren't fond of each other. I mean, how do they actually behave toward one another?
The impressions that we're having from different delegations that there's still some control and calm atmosphere inside. But the interesting scene is outside, in fact, between the not only the two delegations with their statements to the media, but mainly for the journalists who are accompanying each delegation and how they're being approached by the other delegations. So the Syrian government came with a big round of pro-government journalists who are bombarding the opposition with questions and with Mr. Brahimi with loaded questions, and also the opposition journalists who are coming approaching the government and asking them why they're bombarding civilians, why they're killing civilians. So that's a big tense scene that you can see outside. But the interesting thing, although there is tension towards the government and towards the opposition, but the journalists themselves, for the first time, they're talking to each other and sometimes they're smiling to each other. And that's a nice sign to see that Syrians can find common ground. If there is justice, there won't be any tension between Syrians.
Are they even staying in the same hotel?
Of course not. The opposition are staying in one hotel and the government is staying in one hotel. So they're not staying in the same venue, but they all meet in the same place, which is the Palais des Nations here at the United Nations in Geneva. Also, there is this press cafe here at the UN where everyone sits and chat, and the opposition and government journalists sometimes are sitting together and chatting over the politics of the country.
Now, Lina, the last time we spoke to you was in June 2013. You were in Syria. Are the kind of people you're seeing at these talks in Geneva, are they the people who you might have been interviewing when you were back in Syria?
Well, most of these people left one after the other, but many of them that I met here were people that I was seeing in Damascus, including the Michel Kilo, who's a Christian veteran opposition figure who's been imprisoned during the father's time and during the Bashar al-Assad's time. Yes, I saw him here. I saw Rima Flehan, who is a scriptwriter, a novelist writer. She's from the Druze community. So many people that were on the ground inside Syria, but they were forced by government violence to leave one after the other.
Now, Lina, you are Syrian, so you have a real stake in these negotiations. What's it like to be sitting there watching them?
It's really hard. It's heartbreaking that you feel usually negotiations take place between enemies, and now you have two sides of Syrians are negotiating in front of each other. But as a Syrian, I want justice to prevail for all Syria, and I think I feel bitter of the tension that is taking place as much as I feel bitter of the violence that is taking place inside Syria, both from the government to start with and from some of the extremist opposition who are also committing violations and human rights violations and war crimes. And I feel Syrians in general and Syria deserve much better.
The BBC's Lina Sinjab talking to us from Geneva. Thanks so much, Lina.
Thank you.